It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's Your Turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's Your Turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR. Nice to have you with us. Open talk to begin the program today. We're going to be talking a little bit later on how to choose a wealth mentor. And this is of particular interest to folks who are thinking about retirement, or maybe, you know, you're planning way ahead for retirement. How to choose a wealth mentor. We will talk with a registered investment advisor, Jeff Poole, later on the program today about that. But first, it's Open Talk, 283-2525. Did you watch the Home Run Derby last night on, I think it was on ESPN, right? ESPN, prior to tonight's All-Star game. I did not, and I will not, ever. I don't know. The whole hoopla surrounding All-Star games baffles me. A long time ago when I was a kid, it used to be fun. I used to watch the All-Star game in baseball. The All-Star game in pro football has always been ridiculous. They call it the Pro Bowl, but it's been ridiculous. Hockey, same thing. You know, it's just like a shooting contest. You got to pity the poor goalies in the National Hockey League All-Star game because they just get peppered. Baseball, I don't know. I haven't watched it in years, and I certainly would not watch the Home Run Derby. It just seems kind of silly to me, but then when I heard about the prize money, did you hear about this? Did you hear about this? The winner of the Home Run Derby, last night it was some guy from the New York Mets, I never heard of him before. They get $1 million. $1 million for winning the Home Run Derby. Now, maybe it's just me. I don't know, but that just seems so out of whack. I mean, here we are in Butler having a great program today, trying to gather up some food for needy kids. For the, you just heard it on the news, the backpack program in the Butler Area School District. Here we are trying to gather up non-perishable food items. And the guy who wins the Home Run Derby gets $1 million. We're talking about ballplayers who are already super rich. You know, if you're a professional baseball player, professional in any sport these days, you're rich. The vast majority are multimillionaires. They don't need another $1 million, for goodness sakes, for winning a stupid Home Run Derby. It's just totally out of whack. And, you know, I wonder about it ethically, morally. I mean, it's just wow. $1 million for winning the Home Run Derby. 2832, maybe it's just me, I don't know. 283-2525, and I think it would be boring just to, in the first round, Josh Bell, the Pirate first baseman, got eliminated by, I don't know, some guy from the Milwaukee Brewers, I think, who hit 25 homers in the first round. Josh Bell hit 18. I didn't watch it. It must be just homer after homer being banged out of the ballpark. I mean, how boring could that be, really? And they're hitting off batting practice pitchers who are, you know, lobbing up these softballs. Pow. Oh, well. Hey, if you watched it and enjoyed it, so be it. But I think there's something wrong in the world when the winner of a Home Run Derby gets $1 million. Really. If there's that kind of money floating around out there, Major League Baseball, for goodness sakes, make a donation to the needy. And say, in lieu of giving $1 million to an already super-rich multimillionaire, we're going to give some money to charity. Or to the charity of your choice, Home Run Derby winner. Would there be anything wrong with that? I don't think so. Open Talk 283-2525 is the number, 283-2525. Hey, while we're talking about sports and another sport altogether, how about the U.S. women's soccer team winning the World Cup on Sunday in France, in Lyon, France? They beat the Netherlands 2-0, in case you have been living under a rock and missed it. Great stuff, I think, by the U.S. women's soccer team. And by the way, I criticized them way back in the beginning of the tournament 2-3 weeks ago whenever they bombed Thailand 18-0 because I just thought it was overkill and, you know, they should have gotten off the gas pedal and taken it easy on an obviously outclassed team. So I was critical of them then. But, you know, I'm all for the U.S. women. I thought it was great. You know, as they ran through the World Cup, didn't lose a match, and played very well when it got tougher, when they weren't playing Thailand. Hats off to them. I thought it was great stuff. Okay, let's get to the people. It's Open Talk here today at 283-2525. Hi, caller. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hi, Dave. I believe, like you, too much money is spent on foolish things.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the parade we had in D.C.,
oh, yeah.
I think that was atrocious that we would spend that kind of money when we have little children starving and not having clean clothes or not having anything that they need and are separated from their parents.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I don't see the need, quite frankly, for an expensive national parade to begin with. You know, local communities want to have a 4th of July parade, and we had some around here. Zeeley Nopa had one. Evan City at Mars had a 4th of July parade. That's good stuff. Cannonsburg, down
that's
in Pittsburgh.
That's here. That's
yeah.
Not paying.
No, they're not.
Dragging all this stuff in.
Absolutely. They're not paying millions for it. And, you know, who would... I can't imagine anybody who would go to Washington, D.C. to see that parade. To get in and out of Washington is a nightmare on an ordinary day. You know,
exactly.
It's a traffic nightmare. And
it was only to satisfy Trump because he had, a couple of years ago, he came home from, I don't know what country it was, but they had a big parade like that for their king or whatever. And he came home with the same idea, and he was going to have that last decoration day or last, I don't know, Armistice Day. And he didn't have it then, but there wasn't much said about it until the week before the parade. So, anyhow, that's my thoughts.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Good to talk with
you
today. Sure. Bye-bye. Speaking of President Trump, I guess there will be no invitation for the U.S. women's soccer team to come to the White House. I think this whole thing is overdone anyway. And I'm not talking about Trump. I don't care whether it's Obama or Trump or Clinton or Bush or whoever. When we started this idea of winning sports teams being invited to the White House en masse, I just think it's silly. You know, the Penguins have gone, the Steelers have gone, but just about every championship now, whether it's football, baseball, lacrosse, you know, to get an invitation to the White House, I don't know. I think that it loses its meaning when it becomes so commonplace. And, of course, there were certain members of the U.S. women's soccer team who said several weeks ago, actually, that, you know, when they won the cup, they would not go to the White House if there was an invitation. Well, okay, that's fine. I don't care. That's not the first time that's happened. There have been other players on other teams who declined to go. In fact, there was, what was the most recent one that made the headlines? Oh, it was after the Super Bowl, right? With the Philadelphia Eagles? Not this most recent Super Bowl, because that was the New England Patriots, but I think it was the Eagles, who so many of them said they weren't going to go, and then the White House took back the invitation. I don't even think they invited him. But you know what? Hey, do what you want to do. Again, it's just become so commonplace that I think it really loses its special meaning. Yeah, what do you think? 283-2525 is the number. It's open talk here today, 283-2525. Hi, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hi there. How are you today?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Too hot for me. I'm ready for winter. I hate this weather. A lot of people aren't going to like that, but it's too terribly too hot and much more rain than we've had in a long time. It's too much rain almost every day for 2 months.
Well, you don't have to shovel snow this time of year, so.
Well, yeah, but if you feel sorry for the people that are getting flooded out in the West End, and that's why I called.
Yeah, what about?
Well, I believe I talked to you before when you had somebody on. I don't remember who it was. But anyway, I'll tell you where I live. I live over in West Penn Street Extension. I live a half a mile from Alameda Park.
Okay, so you live in that flood-prone area yourself, huh?
But my house is up. I've never been flooded. I get a little bit of water in my basement when we had as much rain as we had on Saturday, but that's it. So I don't have the creek in my backyard, thank goodness.
Okay.
But the water, when we first moved in here 14 years ago, the creek was very shallow, almost dry. And then I think a couple of years ago, they blew up a dam or something up there. Do you remember that?
Are you talking about Sullivan Run?
Well, no, Alameda Park. I believe they blew it.
The creek that comes out of Sullivan Run, out of Alameda Park. Okay, yes, I know the creek you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, after they blew that dam up, that's when we've had more water. This creek is so deep. I mean, down in the lower end, I'll say Mercer and. Mercer Street and West Penn Street. Their backyards are just flooded out. The creek just come up over the bank, you know, that's so high, and then you got it over on West Brady Street. And I wondered if they could somehow, probably impossible. I know one of the guys down the street did it. He put a lot of rock up against the side of his hillside so that he wouldn't lose any more of his ground to the creek. If you would see what he did, I wonder if it's possible to do that along the way. It's going to cost a lot of money, but keep digging the creek out. It keeps getting deeper and deeper and more flooding. I don't know what the answer is.
Well,
I wonder what you thought, how you would fix that.
Several decades ago, and I don't know the exact time, but it was at least 30, 40 years ago, before my time, but the Army Corps of Engineers came in and did some streamback stabilization along the Sullivan Run for X number of yards. And that was a pretty big deal. That cleaned it up, but they never went further down the creek. And that's the biggest problem right now because of sediment and erosion of the stream bank and growth of trees and stuff. Every time there's a big rain, that stuff gets stuck under the bridges where Sullivan Run goes under several streets, West Penn, West Brady, West Newcastle streets. Now they're in the process of replacing bridges and making them higher, and there is a project afoot to further clean out Sullivan Run, but they're awaiting the clearance. We just had news stories today about the mayor of the city of Butler, Ben Smith, saying they're awaiting approval of state funding. The city's already borrowed money for its local match, and they're just waiting for state approval to move ahead on it. That's thing number one. Thing number two.
And they said another year before they're going to do anything. Yeah, well, and in the meantime, people are getting flooded out.
Well, what can the city do? The city can't do anything.
That's what I don't know. I just wondered, you know, I thought about calling, I can't even think of his name right now, a state senator or congressman, and, you know, get them trying to get something moving on it, because the neighbors you talk to over in West Brady Street, down the street from where I live at, you know, thousands of dollars getting that mud and water cleaned out, and the insurance company comes in and pays them, you know, for the damages, and it just seems like it happens every year. We're not getting
anywhere.
Well,
we had it 2 years ago. There was even worse flooding, but listen.
Yes, I know.
You can go back 25 or 30 years before they changed the course of the Conequenessing Creek, and there was flooding all the time in the West End. I've seen photographs.
Yes.
I wasn't here, but I've seen photographs of horrendous flooding in the West End The city of Butler, well, the island section, and it's the that part of Butler is at the bottom of a bowl, and
I understand that.
Water runs in there from all directions anytime there's a big storm. So you know.
Well, you know, I myself did it, and we walked on several streets, and especially down on Mercer Street, all the drains are clogged shut. So there's nowhere for the water to go. You know, you used to go down into the drains. And instead of the city out cutting grass, somebody should be cleaning the drains out and taking care of them, because the water has no place to go. It just lays down there. You know, and that's over 3rd Avenue, 4th Avenue, 5th Avenue, a whole area of the West End. Somebody needs to do some more work.
Thanks.
The money's not going to fix the drains. They need to be cleaned out. And I'm talking, they look on top. They're mud shut. You can't get no water in them at all. All righty, I have called the mayor and I have talked to him about it, but he doesn't seem to, he doesn't have very much more help we can do now either. All right, thank you, and you have a good day.
And you, thanks. 283-2525 is the number. I feel for the people who have had their basements flooded out and their streets flooded and so on, obviously, but there are low-lying areas, you know, the west end of the city of Butler, down along the Conequenessing Creek in the Renfrew area. We saw it a month or so ago along the Arkansas River, the Mississippi River. There are low-lying areas that get flooded. And it's been that way for hundreds, thousands of years. I mean, you know, if you're in a floodplain, you're always in danger of that. People that live along the Conequenessing and the Renfrew down towards the Elianopol area, you know, there's flooding there a lot. It's just, it's a low-lying area along a creek. 283-2525 is the number. Open talk on the program today. Let's get another call here at 283-2525. Hi, caller. This is Dave. Please go right ahead. It's your turn. You're on the air.
Dave, you, is this you, Dave?
Yes. Hi. How you doing?
Okay. Not to change the subject.
Sure.
But over the weekend, two or three people got charged with burning the rainbow flag up in New York.
I'm not familiar with the story, but please fill me in. Go right ahead.
The rainbow flag is LPG, whatever the hell that is.
Oh, yes.
The gay thing?
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
But they get charged with hate crimes, but you can burn the American flag on the ground. I have a tough time understanding that one.
Well, I, again, I'm not familiar with the story. You say this was in New York State?
New York City.
New York City? Okay.
Where they had...
was it a gay pride parade or something like that?
Yeah, it was one of those deals, but they got charged with hate crimes for burning the rainbow flag.
And you
didn't
think...
hurt nobody.
And you think that doesn't mesh with the fact that you're able to burn the American flag with no penalty?
Right. You can burn the American flag and not get charged, but you can't burn that LP, whatever the hell it is, that flag, and you get charged with a crime.
It's LGBT.
Oh. I wasn't really familiar with the initials, but... Okay, on another subject.
Yes.
On the home run thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What do you think about that? $1 million for the guy that wins a home run derby.
But he donated the money.
He did?
Yes, he did.
Who did he donate it to, do you know?
I think it was Wounded Warriors.
Oh, well, that's good for him then.
Yes, and on another project here, I know you're a golfer.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Okay, you got Tiger Woods, but he shows up. He gets paid for $1 million just to show up.
Yeah, there are
you
some...
You don't see him donating no money.
There are some golfers who get appearance fees.
Oh, yes, appearance fees.
Mm-hmm. But
they don't donate no money.
That's not real common.
Yeah, but they're multimillionaires.
Yeah, there's big prize money in golf. There's big prize money in all the professional sports. No question about it.
Yeah, but just a show up fee is you know, it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, I wouldn't argue with you on that at all. I also think it's kind of ridiculous that the fees that ex-politicians make after they leave office and they go on these speaking tours and they get these exorbitant.
Well, definitely, I agree with that
one. I think they're way too high as well. But you know, I would certainly never pay to go see any of these people. So,
I wouldn't either. But I just wanted to correct you on that home run thing.
Well, I
watched that this morning on ESPN.
The
Wounded Warriors or Gold Star or something.
I didn't know. I don't know who won it. Some guy from the New York Mets.
Me either.
And if he wanted to donate it, you know, that's terrific. But
more power to him.
The concept of giving $1 million to the winner of the Home Run Derby, I think, is sick.
I laugh like hell too, but it's like going to a wiffle ball game.
You know,
or a T-ball.
You know, that's right. I can remember when I was a kid, we used to play home run derby with a wiffle ball. I forgot all about
that. That's right. I did too.
Well, we didn't get so much as a free popsicle, let alone $1 million.
No, that was way out of our category because they were 5 or 6 cents at the time.
That's right. Hey, thanks for the call, my friend. Good to talk with you. Good
Bye.
To talk with you today. Open talk at 283-2525. Yeah, I forgot about that. He used to play home run derby with the wiffle ball. Right? Yeah, Pat Parker's shaking his head. He must have done it, too. Been a long time since I took a couple of whacks with a wiffle ball, that's for sure. Supposedly, it wouldn't break windows, right? That's why they use that. Can't hit it too far. Not going to smash mom's window out with a wiffle ball. I don't know. I like the sound of a wooden bat on horse hide myself. 283-2525 is the number, 283-2525. There was an article. I'm going to try to find that thing here. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick break. It was an article, I believe it was in the Wall Street Journal. It was in the National Review about ballparks. We'll check that in just a moment or so. One of our sponsors on the program today is Butler Motor Tours, online at butlerbus.com. You know, we're into the middle of the summer now, aren't we? I guess technically it's early summer. I always think of July as midsummer. June is early summer, July is midsummer, and August is late summer. But already people are making vacation plans for the fall. And Butler Motor Tours can give you some good ideas. Well, they got some great trips coming up. You could take a one-day trip to the Cleveland Air Show and also the Nautica Queen Cruise. Same date, September 1st. Nice one-day trip. Or if you have a little more time, the budget allows, they have a great trip, a week-long trip to Cape Cod and other stops in New England, too. That's in late September. Or how about Mackinac Island and the Grand Hotel Luncheon up there on the Upper Peninsula of Michigan? Never been there. Heard great things about it. That's a three-day trip in late September. Early October, week-long trip to New England and the Nova Scotia Canada Cruise. I know some friends who took that a few years back. Said it was great. Lots of things coming up, too, into October. Trips to see the beautiful fall foliage. Butler Motor Tours. When you travel with them, you travel in the comfort on one of their big luxury coaches, and it's affordable and it's fun. And you can trust them. My goodness, they've been around here in Butler for more than 75 years. Butler Motor Tours, all of their trips are online at their website, butlerbus.com, the dates, the cost, the itinerary, and everything. Butler Motor Tours, online at butlerbus.com. We'll be right back.
Applewood Chiropractic Health and Fitness Center, the only executive-level fitness center in Butler, providing a clean, unintimidating environment with modern equipment and a full-time staff to assist you. A proud partner of the Silver Sneakers and Prime Networks, Applewood offers classes like Silver Sneakers, Pyo, and high-intensity interval training. Open daily, the fitness center has flexible membership options and discounts for students, military, and paid EMS employees. See more at applewoodchiro.com. Must have valid student or military ID or proof of EMS employment for discount.
Quick note on the story that I was mentioning before the break there. Rich Lowry in the National Review wrote a pretty neat column about the beauty of American ballparks. And he was talking about some of the parks of decades gone by, and then that period we went into where we built all of the cookie-cutter ballparks. And Pittsburgh was guilty, by the way. And now how all of them are being demolished, and we're going back to what we used to have, the unique ballparks of yesteryear. And I agree with Rich Lowry. You know, some of the most beautiful ballparks today are PNC Park. It's been rated consistently since it opened up as one of the most beautiful new ballparks. It's a little bit different than Camden Yards or Progressive Field in Cleveland, where the All-Star Game is tonight, or Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. But all of the ballparks used to be unique. You know, when I was a little kid, playing Little League, listening to Bob Prince and the Pirates, Cincinnati played in a place called Crosley Field. I'm pretty sure that I'm remembering that name correctly, Crosley Field. And it was unique because it had a terrace. When you were in the outfield, before you got to the wall, the home run wall, there was a terrace that went uphill. Designed so that outfielders, as they were, you know, going back for to catch a fly ball, they could tell they were getting close to the wall because they'd start going uphill. That was the only ballpark that had that. It was kind of neat. Then you had Wrigley Field in Chicago. Ivy-covered walls. The only ballpark that I still have that, by the way. And Fenway Park with the Green Monster, the tremendously high left field wall. That's still in existence, too. But all of those cookie-cutter stadiums that they built, Three Rivers Stadium, and Cincinnati had one, looked exactly the same. Philadelphia had exactly the same. They're all gone now. What a waste of money. They weren't that old. Three Rivers Stadium opened in 1971. And it's been demolished for at least, what, 10, 15 years? What a waste of money. What a waste of money. And now everybody likes the old-time ballparks, just like we used to have. 283-2525, our number. It's Open Talk. Hi, caller. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
What a waste of money. I walked the whole way around the inside of that Three Rivers and the whole way around the outside. You got a good view of the city, you know, but it was, I liked it. It was a nice ballpark, but, you know, it was a cookie cutter.
Can you remember Forbes Field? Did you ever go to a Pirate game at Forbes Field?
We didn't have much money, and we sit out in the left field stands in the hot sun.
Yeah, they had.
We always went to the doubleheader because you get double your money.
Bleachers in left field. They didn't even have seats. They were just benches out there.
You got it. I agree with the lady. I live on Whitestown Road, State Road. They come along and they mush us weeds and stuff, and they plug the sewers up, and they wonder why the water. Now they're digging the ditches along the road. Poor people can't cut their yards. Go in a ditch. Wait, someone's going to get killed on that deal.
Do they have storm sewers along Whitestown Road or just ditches?
Yeah, they plug them up with the mush, and they get a big super sucker. You'd think they'd come along and clean them out, but they it's too hot of a day to do that. I got a question. I listen to, do you ever hear the car show? It's on late at night. Two guys talk. You can call them in and tell them if you have any kind of problem with your car.
Was that Click and Clack?
Yeah. No, no, no. This is Steve, and this is out of Detroit.
I never heard that one. I used to listen to Click and Clack on NPR, but it was two brothers, but one of them died, so I don't think that's on anymore. But
yeah,
anyway, you're talking about a different show.
Yeah, yeah, the car show. If your car has been sitting for a while, I didn't notice, if your car has been sitting for a while, and it's an older car, if it don't start in the 10 seconds, it's not going to start because it has a safety feature built in where you can't grind it, you know. So what you do, you take the key and you turn it all the way to where the computer runs through its cycle, which you should wait for it to do that anyhow. And then you turn the key back off, and you do that. Again, you have to get 40 pounds fuel pressure, or it's not going to start. A lot of these older cars, maybe they'll get 20 the first time. Turn the key back off of that, try to start it, then you turn it on to where it comes. You'll hear it clicking. That's the fuel pump clicking. Then turn it back off, and then on a third time, it should start.
Okay, well, wait, before you go any further, I'm a little confused here. You're talking about older cars or newer cars?
I'm going to say newer cars from catalytic converters on up.
Okay.
The older cars had a fuel pump that was run on a gear in the front of the motor, but these newer cars have the fuel pump in the gas tank.
And there's some device, because I'm not aware of this, there's some device that won't allow you to continue to try to start a newer car?
Yeah, it's 40 pounds pressure. If you can't find, because that's what they need for the fuel injections and the fuel jet. They need 40 pounds for them to operate. And if it don't get 40 pounds, it's not going to start.
Well, what about if you have a dead battery?
Well, that's different. You better go get a new battery.
Well, what's the problem that you're talking about that wouldn't allow it to start?
It will crank over. They'll crank big time, but they won't start. You know, they got a safety device if they don't have 40 pounds pressure on the sensor.
So it's not pumping fuel? Is that the deal?
Yeah, it's not pumping fuel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty... That doesn't happen very often, does it? I mean,
if a car sets for a long time, the fuel will drain back down. Most of the time, you can't get a check valve in there, but a lot of times there's check valve. This new gas has got everything messed up.
Well, I'm not, by no means am I a car expert, but of all the many, many, many cars I've had, I don't ever recall having a problem with a fuel
lucky
pump.
Because, if you have to get a fuel pump in these new cars, well, I had to get two in my truck. They're noted for that. This new gas just tears the diaphragms and everything up in them. It's not built for the...
Well, the biggest change that I'm by no means an expert, but the biggest change, over the past few decades is that no cars have carburetors anymore.
It's all fuel injection. That's
fuel,
what I'm saying.
Fuel injection, yeah.
Yeah, it needs 40 pounds for them to work. Uh-huh. If it don't, it just dribbles out, and it's hard on, you know, what it does. It won't even pump the gas unless you get 40 pounds. I use a good cleaner every so often, and that seems to take care of it.
I can remember when I was a kid, there used to be a guy, I don't know whether it was a cleaner or not, there's a guy on TV selling STP.
Yeah, that was
Andy Granatelli, right?
Yep.
Wasn't that his name?
Yep.
Was that a cleaner or was that a supercharger? What the heck was that?
Was a motor. That was STP. You put it in your oil, and it was supposed to friction proof your.
Oh, I thought you poured it in your gas tank.
They might have had a gas tank, but most of the STP was put in oil. But they come out with some fantastic Lucas. It's hard to beat, and Motor Coat is another good product.
Well, some good tips. I thank you, my friend. Good to talk with you too. By the way,
I got a project for you.
Okay.
I would like to know what light is, I'd like to know what darkness is, and I'd like to know what gravity is.
That's a big project. I'll work on it.
That is.
Thanks,
Thank
my
you,
friend.
Dave, for sure. Having me on.
Sure. Take one more call here. Hi, caller. This is Dave. You've got the last word here today. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
That's a lot of pressure, Dave. Hey, with all this flooding and stuff, you know, people are trying to figure out, engineers, and they design these things for, like, say, a 100-year storm.
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, we're having 100-year storms every 2 years.
That's true. We've had a lot of climate change, haven't we?
And then when you have a president in charge that doesn't believe in it, it's insane that our government or in our society in general isn't planning ahead. Like, I know Miami is and stuff like that, because they realize that they'll be underwater soon if they don't
take
changes. But, I mean, they corrected the problem, but the problem's just getting worse. So I feel bad for the people in the West End and other people getting flooded out, but you're not going to do a quick fix here.
Oh, no, absolutely not, and it's going to cost a fortune, too. So,
hey, you have a good day, Dave.
Good to talk with you. Thanks, my friend.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about choosing a wealth mentor. And this is not just for millionaires who win the home run derby, either. This is for the average person. Choosing a wealth mentor. We'll be chatting with Jeff Poole coming up on the It's Your Turn program after these words.
Michael's Restaurant is now open for breakfast at 7 a.m. Join us for breakfast any day of the week, including after church on Sundays. Have you made plans for dinner yet? Bring the family for a great home-cooked meal. Michael's Restaurant also offers great Sunday dinner specials, stuffed chicken breasts, stuffed pork chops, lasagna, and more.
Concordia Visiting Nurses is a Medicare-certified home health agency offering services provided by healthcare professionals like registered and licensed practical nurses, physical, speech, and occupational therapists, home health aides, and many more. We also provide specialty services like palliative care and telehealth monitoring. If you're in need of home health care, choose Concordia Visiting Nurses. Call toll-free at 1-877-352-6200.
Coming up on the It's Your Turn program, I'm Dave Malarkey. Our next guest joins us by telephone. He is Jeff Poole, registered investment advisor. We're going to be talking about choosing a wealth mentor, particularly if you're thinking about retirement. Jeff Poole, nice to have you with us for a few minutes here today.
Thank you, Dave. Very happy to be here.
So when a lot of folks are thinking about retirement, there are worries there. You know, how are you going to draw a paycheck from your nest egg? Are you worried about the markets? There's a whole lot of things that you're worried about whenever you're thinking about retirement, right?
You know, there really are. Sometimes it seems like it's you know, something very simple in the past, right? I mean, a lot of us, we had parents or grandparents that worked for 40, 50 years, possibly, started Social Security and started their pension. And that was really it. It was a pretty standard event where that has greatly changed. There's so many things to think about, you know, healthcare, Medicare, Social Security. Drawing a paycheck, like you said, most of us are not going to have pensions. And then the big one there is also longevity. We're living very long, which is a wonderful thing, you know, very excited for medicine and what's ahead in our future. Yet drawing that paycheck for an extra decade or two of our lives is something that a lot of us really just haven't planned for.
Jeff Poole is the co-author of a new book entitled Your Insider's Guide to Retirement. And one of the things you talk about is finding a wealth mentor. How do you do that, Jeff Poole?
Well, one of the best ways to find a wealth mentor is really to start with asking friends and family that you trust and just examine what they've done. Just like if you were to purchase anything else in life, sometimes the best way to find someone is word of mouth. From there, you really need to kind of do some of your own due diligence and homework, and there's some key terms that you need to look for that really differentiate people. You know, one that you may want to look for is RIA. RIA stands for Registered Investment Advisor, and this really clarifies that they're an independent group, so you should get some unbiased feedback versus if you walk into a traditional bank or brokerage, those are not RIAs. Those are brokerage firms. And you have to just be aware that you're walking into a store, essentially, and that store has products and services to sell. So there could be some bias in there. It's not that these products or services may be inappropriate. It's just that you want to make sure that you get the full story. And sometimes you have to find someone independent that's going to give you that kind of feedback. You also want to look for terms like fiduciary. You know, fiduciary is a word out there that I think is starting to get some buzz. And being a fiduciary is very different, again, than being a broker. In that as a fiduciary, you're really acting in someone's best interest. You're putting their interest first. So this is also another word that you might want to even just pull up, you know, Google and type in RIA fiduciary and see what comes up in your local area. From there, you really want to look for someone that has a CFP or has a CFP, a certified financial planner, available in their office that you can talk to and speak with for, you know, advanced planning around estate planning or trusts or just some higher level questions. You want to make sure that that resource is available to you. And probably the biggest differentiator out there when you're really looking for a wealth mentor, you want to look for someone that's fee only. So that fee only planner is someone that is going to be very upfront with you and let you know what the cost of the services are. You really need to know the value and what you're paying for when looking for a wealth mentor, and that's transparency. So if you have someone you can speak to up front, they completely describe to you, okay, the fee for our service is $1,000 a year, or to create this financial plan, it's going to be $1,500, and you know what you're paying for, and you know what kind of feedback you're going to get versus paying traditional, you know, commissions or transaction fees, which you're more than likely going to find at a brokerage or a bank. And once you've kind of done all of that homework, you want to make sure that you talk to 3 to 5 different groups. You know, go out and interview these people. They're going to be working with your nest egg, and that's not really something that you just want to do off the cuff when you walk into a bank and divulge your life story to a gentleman or a lady that's there at the branch. You want to interview people and really make sure that you're finding the right person for you. After you've done all of that work, the heavy lifting is over, and from there I think you're going to find that you connect very well with that guy or gal that you find and have a great relationship going forward, which is only going to lead to greater success in your retirement future.
The number one fear for people who are planning for retirement is the worry that they might run out of money. You know, when Social Security first came into being, and that was way back during the administration of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, they picked the age of 65 as being eligible for Social Security because back in those days, people didn't live a heck of a lot longer than 65. It's a whole lot different today. People are living longer with the Social Security, and that's a factor. You know, am I going to run out of money before I die?
You know what, Dave? That's great because I believe life expectancy back then was 4 years. So, you know, you had Social Security to take you to age 69. Can you imagine? I mean, now we're talking about people living well into their 90s. So you're absolutely right. There's a big differentiator there. And so you've got to have a couple of really, you know, numbers in mind when it comes to that. You've got to know what your expenses are in life. You know, you need to really plan for your expenses. And if Social Security isn't going to cover your expenses in retirement, you have to start putting some money away in a savings plan. You've got to look for IRAs, 401ks, 403Bs, whatever your employer may offer. If your employer doesn't offer a plan, you'll need to open your own IRA, individual retirement account, and start putting money away. And believe it or not, over time, you'd be surprised at what that nest egg can grow to help supplement those expenses above and beyond what Social Security is going to take care of for you.
Never too early to do that either, right, Jeff?
Never too early to do that. The earlier you can start, the better. And that really starts with a plan. You know, a financial plan is going to really be these written down goals. And we're traditionally not the best at setting goals as individuals. It's just human nature because it kind of brings upon accountability to ourselves, the possibility of failure. There's a number of kind of emotional sides to goal planning that really cause a lot of us not to take those steps. But on the financial side, you're absolutely right, Dave. If you start that planning goal in your 20s or 30s, it's greatly going to benefit you. If you're in your 40s or 50s, if we're living into our 80s or 90s, we're still talking about another 30 to 40 years of planning down the road. So it's never too late to start.
A quick break. We have a couple more minutes to chat with Jeff Poole, Registered Investment Advisor. We'll pick up our conversation with him here on It's Your Turn on WISR in just a moment.
Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers is celebrating 25 years of calling Butler home, and they're inviting you to join them for an ice cream social. On Thursday, July 25th at the Tanglewood Center from 5:30 to 7:30, come enjoy a fun few hours with Brewster's Ice Cream, basket raffles, and a chance to visit with the Tri-Rivers physicians and staff. There's no cost to attend, but please RSVP for the event by July 19th by visiting TriRiversMSK.com.
Hello, I'm Jody Weaver, and I serve Central Electric Cooperative members as President of the Board, a Clarion County Board Representative, and a member of the Annual Meeting Board Committee. I wanted to take a moment and personally invite all Central Electric members to attend our annual meeting on August 23rd. This event is a great opportunity to meet with cooperative board members and staff as well as elected officials. It also offers live music, a delicious meal, and a chance to win prizes. This year, there will even be drone demonstrations, information on solar panels, a health fair, and more. Children ages 5 to 10 are also encouraged to attend and can enjoy a variety of activities and prizes just for them. Reserve your spot today by calling Central Electric or visiting www.central.coop. At Central Electric, safety is everyone's responsibility. My personal safety goal is to stay focused on potential hazards while driving and to never text and drive. What's yours? This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Welcome back. I'm Dave Malarkey. We're chatting with Jeff Poole, Registered Investment Advisor and a co-author of a new book entitled Your Insider's Guide to Retirement. How do you calculate, and of course this would differ for everybody depending on how much you know you're making during your working years, how do you calculate how much monthly retirement income you're going to need, Jeff? Is there a table or a formula or something for that, or guidelines?
You know, that's on page 67 of our book. No, I'm kidding, Dave. It's not on there. The secret table, right? No, it becomes very personal. And I think, you know, a lot of us have kind of heard the loose terms around, you know, 70% of your income might be what you need, or 75% of your income. Yet it's really going to come much more down to lifestyle. You know, I don't know if you're aware, but there's 10,000 people that are turning 65 every day for the next decade. And when that many people are turning 65, there's not really going to be, you know, a standard formula for every individual that's retiring. Again, it comes down to three key goals. You've got to pay down debt, you've got to save on a regular basis, and you have to have a financial plan. And when you put those three together, you're going to come up with your number, because it's going to vary greatly on where you live, what you want to do. Do you still have a mortgage, not have a mortgage? There's so many key factors to those numbers. But if you can follow those three basic rules, pay down debt, save on a regular basis, and have a plan, you're going to be that much more on target.
If you start planning in your younger earning years, you can and maybe get away with a little bit more risk. But as you draw closer to retirement age, when is it time to get a little bit more conservative, investing in things that mitigate risk?
Well, that brings up two other key rules. You know, that first rule of working with your financial mentor is, number one, don't lose the money. We cannot lose the money. We can't over invest in the market to where we're unprepared for downturns at the wrong time. And then the second rule is that when you're retired, you want someone to send you a paycheck to have an amazing life. So send me as much money as possible every month so that I can go have an amazing retirement. And those two rules can conflict. You can't take on too much risk, but also receive, you know, a big paycheck from your account every month and have that continue for decades in retirement. So you have to really examine your personal risk level. You know, how much risk are you willing to take? And as Warren Buffett has said in the past, the risk really isn't about being in the market. It's about if you're out of the market. So we have to be invested in the market. We have to find a way to find return over inflation. And right now, if you're in CDs, you know, CDs are paying, you know, 1-3%, you know, on your money. And I don't know that that's really going to meet your retirement goals. So you have to be in the stock market. And finding that balanced portfolio, you know, between stocks, bonds, and cash is going to help give you a mixed, diversified portfolio to get your return, help you live an amazing retirement life. And a very important part of that, Dave, is having an emergency bucket. You've got to have some cash saved up, set aside, rainy day funds, because when that stock market does drop, it's not, you know, if, it's when. You can't have the need to go and sell stocks at the wrong time. So when stocks go down, bonds go up, that's when you use cash to get through that stock downturn. Stocks go back up, bonds tend to go down. You take some of your cash returns from the stock market and you fill that bucket back up on your cash side. And you just continue that cycle for years to come.
It's very easy when you see the markets go down to have an emotional response. I know you discuss how to leave emotional responses out of your financial decisions in your book. Can you talk about that a little bit, Jeff?
You know, that's a very good point because what happens to all of us is we're human beings and we're emotional, and there's this aversion to loss that we talk about in the book. And it's the feeling of when we win something, just think about anything in life. If, you know, quite often they use the analogy of the team that wins the Super Bowl and they're very, you know, happy and jumping up and down and very excited about the win. But the loss, the other side, the individuals that lost, that emotion sticks much longer and they think about it day after day and month after month, and it's much harder to overcome that loss. And that's really what happens in the stock market. As investors, you know, we've been on a 10-year bull run here since 2007-08 with the recession, and markets have gone way back up. But last November, December, you know, the market dropped. We hit bear market numbers. You know, market dropped 20% from November 8th to December 24th. And suddenly people had an extreme reaction to loss. And if you're going to have that emotional feeling to your money, you're going to make bad decisions. You're going to sell at the wrong time. You're going to buy at the wrong time. So you really have to overcome that emotion. And once you put a plan in place with the right financial mentor, and they're going to cover all of those ups and downs, and you're going to discover that with your plan, even if the market drops 5, 10, 15%, you have a plan in place that's going to be able to handle that. And if you can remove that emotion from your plan, you're going to be extremely more successful in life. And we spend a couple chapters talking about that in our book, and it's really that misbehavior that takes place in our brains that's sometimes, you know, uncontrollable. If you can just jump on the computer and make changes to your portfolio, you might feel better at that moment. Where if you have a financial mentor to talk to and kind of talk through these ups and downs of the market, you're going to stay the course and greatly increase your likelihood of success.
Jeff Poole, a registered investment advisor. You've been a licensed investment professional for what, 20 years now, right? Close to it.
That's right. 20 years. You know, you've seen a lot over those years. My two partners that I work with, you know, both as well, been in the business for 30 to 35 years. And that's really why we wrote this book. You know, we wanted to talk about how people can create a plan where they win the retirement game. You know, it's not about the brokers or the insurance agents or the banks, because unfortunately these places and individuals sometimes, you know, they have sales goals. They have sales goals that they need to meet. And sometimes they can, it's a hard balance of putting their interests in place along with your interests. And, you know, there's some bias that happens there. And we wanted to write a book that really talks about the inside scoop on Wall Street, you know, how Wall Street works, how financial planning works, how to find the right people and have an amazing life, have an incredible retirement and peace of mind and have a financial plan in place. And that's what this book is about.
Jeff Poole, co-author of a new book entitled Your Insider's Guide to Retirement. Jeff, nice to talk with you today. Thanks for being with us.
You bet, Dave. Thanks for having me on. Have a great post-4th of July.
And you too, sir. So long now.
Bye-bye.
In today's fast-paced world, our lives get a whole lot easier when we trust experts. We trust people who know what they're doing. And when it comes to shipping, I trust Goin Postal Butler. They're right off Newcastle Road on Shockey Lane, right behind King's and Villa Grande restaurants. It's easy, too. I just cruise on back, go say hello to the friendly folks inside, and they package my items for shipping. And that saves me a whole lot of time from trying to wrap my item, trying to find the right size box or the bubble wrap or the mailing labels. With Goin Postal Butler, I know they provide quality service. They've got great prices. Most importantly, they are trustworthy. So I know that my package will go where I need it to go. That's Goin Postal Butler, 140 Shockey Lane in the Shockey Mini Storage Complex. Your friendly neighborhood shipping store, Goin Postal Butler.
In the middle of this summer heat, take a Saturday night and go back to the good old days with an evening of golden memories at the Tanglewood Center. On Saturday, July 13th, enjoy listening to music spanning nearly four decades with performances by the Doo-Wop Shop and Platinum 2. Doors open at 6, buffet dinner by Chef George at 7, show starts at 8. Tickets are $25, and as always, it's BYOB. It's an evening of golden memories, Saturday, July 13th at the Tanglewood. For tickets, call 724-287-0021.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard, the bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
You do it right to make updates to your home. Lowe's does it right, too, with July 4th savings throughout the store. Like $15 off gallon cans and $45 off 5-gallon pails via Lowe's gift card rebate when you buy select paint and stain. Get up to 40% off select appliance special values. And with your Lowe's Advantage card, ask for up to 24 months no interest on purchases of $19.99 or more. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/10. Credit offer valid through 7/7. Minimum purchase required, subject to credit approval, and can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.